This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Arlington, Virginia at the World Open Chess Tournament. The tournament has just about ended. I don't know if there are any other games. So I don't know what the results are. I don't know who's at the top. But anyway, I have with me one of the competitors who came all the way from Barbados to compete in the World Tournament. He has competed in past World Opens. In fact, had a very nice game, I believe it was the 85 World Open against Chybinski, Peter Chybinski. So if you're on the Chess Drum, Google Corbin Chybinski, and I think you'll be very pleased. So I'm going to ask Mr. Corbin, who's a FIDE master, some questions about chess and Barbados and his experience here and just all other things that he's involved in. So how did you enjoy this tournament?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun games. Back to my style of entertaining chess. Had a lot of really nice games. Drew too many. I ended up winning 4, drawing 3, losing 2. But all the games were really tough and exciting. And I really enjoyed it. It was my second World Open, actually. The first one, as you mentioned, back in 85. Then I wrote a book on my career called Calypso Chess, and that was about 3 years ago. And I was going to retire. Well, I did retire, but then the lure of the I just had to come back out for at least one more tournament, see if I could win some money. Since my rating had dropped from 22s, once was over 23, but had dropped below 22s, I said to myself, you know what? Let's go to the World Open and see if we can win some money. Back in 85. I think I came pretty close. Had I won my last game, I think I would have won a little bit of money. It would have come about 10th, I think. Don't know if I would have yet. But it was a lot of fun. The players were nice in terms of their personality. I played a lot of fun guys. And we had a lot of fun.
But tell me this. I know the 85 World Open, the game I mentioned, I believe, if my memory serves me correct, that you may have won a brilliancy prize for that. Did you win some kind of prize for that?
I submitted it, and it was published in the USA Chess Life magazine. Actually, I played a game here, which I think is good enough to be published, and I submitted that as well. That was a Dutch where I offered a rook twice at the end. It was like a problem-like finish. A rook maneuver, 3 rook moves in a row, and very difficult to see. And I hope they publish that game as well. But I'm trying to remember if I won a brilliancy prize. I know it got published.
Yeah, it got published, because that's where I actually got the game from.
Yeah.
And for those of you listening who don't know Philip Corbin's style, he's actually Dr. Philip Corbin. He has a very swashbuckling style of tactics and gambits and pieces flying and zinging, and he's been very, very successful, and he has a very beautiful book called Calypso Chess of his games, and very nicely done. And I think if you go on Amazon, you'll find it. So
yeah, just to add, I only just released a couple of days ago, last weekend, the ebook version of Calypso Chess. So that's now available on Amazon.com as well. Yeah.
Okay, and so how has your book done? I know I have a friend, Dr. Kamani Stansel, who's a physicist, who I was talking to. He mentioned that he got a copy of your book, and he says, well, it was well done, and he really enjoyed it, and I don't know if you met him, but he mentioned that he had a copy of the book, and he was just telling me how much he enjoyed it.
Most people who buy the book, in fact, as far as I know, everyone really likes the book. I've got 3 5-star reviews on Amazon.com so far, and one guy, I don't know the guy, but he's a guy from Texas, and he says this is his new favorite chess book.
So you're a celebrity now, and
I just hope more people buy it.
Let me ask this question. I know that I heard a while ago you said that you were retiring from international chess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm taking it that you're not going to be at this Olympiad.
No, I'm not going to be at the Olympiad this year. I've definitely retired from Olympias for sure. I still play for fun online at chess.com. I used to play chesscube.com. But I find chess.com is even nicer. Really nice website to play.
So if they wanted to face your attacking chess, what's your handle there?
I'm Calypso Chess.
Oh, Calypso Chess. Okay, that's easy. So looking back at the years, because you have a long chess career, and it's when you read the book, it's just very exciting. I really enjoyed reviewing the book, and you've led a very storied life. What are some of the most memorable times as a chess player, looking back at all the years that you've played?
I had some very memorable games. They're all in my book.
Even tournaments or different memories that you have of chess and the joy it brought.
It brought joy, it brought pain. One of the most memorable games was when I played my compatriot and my chief rival in Barbados, international master Kevin Denny. At the time, he wasn't international master. We were both FIDE masters, and we were playing in the 2001 sub-zonal to determine who was going to be the region's first international master. Whoever won would be, and he won it, and that was a memorable game. That was very tense. I had a lot of memorable finishes at tournaments where you have to win, you just managed to win. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen today, but you know.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't happen every time.
So the Olympiad, you played in, and you can tell us the number of Olympiads you played in, but what was the most memorable Olympiad for those who are going to the Olympiad for the first time, as they can probably... get some insight as to what they're like. So what are some of the more memorable Olympiads that you played in?
I've been to 12 Olympiads, and for sure the two most memorable Olympiads, it's hard to say which was the most. One was in 1986 in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Because of the hospitality of the Arabs, I mean, they had so much money they were giving us. They gave every player a bag of gifts. I mean, it was ridiculous. They paid our plane fare. They paid for certain flights for third world countries. But it was boycotted by Israel and a few other countries. But it was memorable because of the lavish, And then another memorable Olympiad was Kalmykia. Can't remember which year, but there was an Olympiad in Kalmykia, a remote country in Asia. But the friendliness of the people, I mean, in fact, that's the country where the FIDE president comes from. He's actually the ruler of that country, as well as FIDE president. And probably that was the very best Olympiad, because all the chess players were treated like film stars. I had beautiful ladies lining up to sign, for me to sign autographs, you know. People were taking pictures of me. Not just me, all the other players. Like, we were just celebrities. They love chess there, and that was so memorable for that reason.
So will you miss those times? I know you retired, and you want to perhaps give opportunities to some of the up and coming players. But will you miss those times of going to the Olympiad and?
Yeah, I will. Actually, I miss the people I met. I met made a lot of great friends at the Olympiads, and I will miss those people. It's not just the chess. You get to meet people from all over the world. You get to meet fellow chess players that you played against, and there's this community-like spirit. So that I would miss.
So tell me about the Barbados. Barbados will be in the Olympiad. What's the chess scene like in Barbados these days?
Oh, it's fantastic. It is fantastic. The young players are just getting really hot. We just got a FIDE master, the guy's only 15, UTN Poon is his name. Only 15. He just got his FIDE master title. He's really, really good. Delisle Warner, who's been playing for years, just got his international master title. So we now have three international masters: Kevin Denny, Terry Farley, Delisle Warner. We have, I think it's four FIDE masters: myself, Poon, Orlando Husbands, our new national champion, just became a FIDE master as well. And Martin Del Castillo, who was champion for 4 years in a row, he's FIDE master. So right now, the scene for Barbados is really looking up. I'm very proud of the new young players that are up and coming, like Martin Del Castillo and UTM Poon. I'm pretty sure Poon will make IM, maybe even GM one day. He's really got talent. Hmm. So, yeah.
So, I know that you all have the Heroes Day tournament. That's a very strong tournament.
Yeah.
Is that something that is a long-standing tournament that you have every year?
Yes, it is. Yes.
So, and you're able to get some opportunities for local players to play strong, really strong players.
Yes.
But are there any other types of tournaments that you all are planning?
Not at the moment, to my knowledge. I'm not actually on the Chess Federation executive, but I do follow, of course. But to my knowledge, it's just Heroes Day. We try to go to the Southern Zonas. We're sending more players to overseas tournaments. And it's really paying off, especially the juniors. They're improving rapidly. I would recommend anyone listening, if you have a kid or if you're young yourself, try to get practicing against the really good players. Don't just play people your own strength. Yeah.
So, I've have all the questions that I wanted to ask you, and it's been a pleasure. I remember when I first met you. I believe it was in Spain. I believe it was in Calvia, Spain.
Yeah, 2004 Olympiad.
And I had been writing.
That's the one I nearly won a medal. I was on, I think, 6 points out of seven. That's and I didn't get the medal. I lost the next two games, but it was a great tournament. I played some of my best chess in that tournament.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people weren't very pleased with that tournament because, well, you know, the whole controversy about, you know, the skirmish at the closing ceremonies where the police came in and, you know, it was a big mess, but...
Well, the chess was good.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I don't let things like that spoil the tournament.
Right. So you're going, when are you going back to Barbados?
Alas, tomorrow. Tomorrow I fly back. Back to normal life tomorrow.
So you're working still as an engineer, right?
Right. I'm one of the electrical engineers at the utility company, Light and Power, in Barbados, Light and Power Company. I actually work more with computer programs and engineering software. I work in the ICT, the Information and Communications Technology Department.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice place to work. Been working there for 35 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of dedication. You've got a dedicated chess career, dedicated professional career. So you've done well for yourself,
and
you know, we're very proud of you. Those of us here in the States follow you, or at least through the Chess Drum, and perhaps through Calypso Chess and some of the games that appear, you know, on the websites, and we enjoy your entertaining style. So, the listening audience, you should buy a copy of Calypso Chess. It's Amazon, and then the ebook is not listed on Amazon, but
it is now. It is.
The Kindle version is there. So, yeah, go out and support FIDE Master Philip Corbin and get a copy of Calypso Chess. And also, he's on Facebook, so you can tell him, you know, what you think about the book. Any closing comments you want to leave us with?
Just want to thank you for this interview, Dr. Sabaz, and you've bigged me up. I must big you up. I think your website, The Chess Drum, is a fantastic website. I always wonder how it is that you manage to maintain such a wonderful website. I mean, and I give you, you know, top marks for that website. Fantastic.
Well, I appreciate it. It's people like you that I have a chance to write about. So just keep winning games, and I'll keep publishing stories. So that's our agreement that we have. Well, this is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off. We're at Arlington, Virginia at the World Open, and I'll see you next year.
Thank you.